Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago or our upcoming show in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ann Maggio, and I'm calling from Hampton, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Hampton?
Oh, very good, thanks.
What do you do there?
I work as an elementary school nurse in Springfield.
In Springfield, okay. We know Springfield. And then are the kids as complaining as they used to be when I was one of them?
Probably more so.
Really? Do they come in and complain about, like, modern ailments? Like, you know, I'm feeling upset about global warming, they say. I need to go home.
Not quite that elaborate.
Not quite that elaborate. And welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Neurologus Rex sounds kind of funny, and it strikes fear in none, I'll bet money. It's a great cottontail on the dinosaur trail. We found fossils of some giant
bunny.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh,
our giant bunny! Just in time for Easter, researchers in the island of Menorca off the coast of Spain have discovered the fossil of a giant rabbit. It was 6 times the size of a regular rabbit and 12 times as ornery. The rabbit, Neurologus Rex, is said to have lived 3 to 5 million years ago and could not hop because when you're that big, you just get the other rabbits to bring the carrots to you.
I'm just glad the whole breeding thing didn't work out till after they got smaller.
Yeah. I want the carrot. There's my Neurologus Rex.
Well, how big were carrots back then?
Oh, they were huge. The basket was the size of a minivan that thing would carry.
I bet Easter was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they also found fossilized marshmallow peeps that you could still eat.
And they were this big.
Peep Rex.
Here is your next limerick.
With my groom to the altar I'm heading. I shop Costco, where fashion is spreading. I will check out Express, 'cause it's only one dress. It's not bulk when I shop for my
wedding.
Yes! If only Elizabeth Taylor had lived to see this. Wedding dresses sold in bulk at Costco. Starting this month, brides-to-be can head to Costco to pick up a designer wedding dress along with the giant cheese wheels and bulk packages of toilet paper. The store debuted its line of wedding dresses in L.A. Hordes of overexcited brides flocked to the store to check out the $700 designer gowns available in a range of fabrics and cuts and located right next to the jumbo packs of husbands. Shrink-wrapped. All righty, then. Here is your final limerick.
Our children all gorge on sweet gummies, and they have grown supersized tummies. Concerns been expressed for our new car crash tests, because we need to plus size our
dummies.
Right, dummies.
Oh, man.
Researchers at the University of Buffalo say it's time for obese crash dummies to better represent our growing population
and
of growing people.
And a great band name.
Yes, the obese crash test dummies. We've gotten fatter while they've stayed the same size. It shouldn't be too hard. Crash test dummies are already like Americans. We can't convince dummies to walk more, even though they know every time they get in the car, it's going to crash. Carl, how did Ann do in our quiz?
Ann aced it, Peter. She had 3 correct answers, so Ann, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.